We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Weird.
Adjustments, baby. Adjustments.
For us, it's not that weird, to be quite honest, because we're just doing our show 2 till 6, and it happens to be heard on a different station from 2 till 3 than it had been heard on for the last however many years. And then from 3 till 6, you'll be able to hear this entire program on both local sports radio stations. So here's the lay of the land. I know everybody's getting used to this stuff. And I was telling Crowder before the show, look, this is a weird thing because we live radio. We're around it all the time. It's our business.
Yep.
So we know both stations are owned by the same company. There's a lot of crossover between the two radio stations with employees and whatnot. But a lot of people listen to radio in a different way than we do. It's much more passive. They don't live it like we do. And so for a lot of people, as shocking as it is for some of us in the industry, a lot of people, they only listen to 790 or they only listen to 560.
Oh, now a guy. I'm a 560 guy.
I'm a 560 guy.
Yeah, I've heard
I'm
that a
790
a number of times.
Guy. And this is going to be a little bit different for some people because you tune in and at, you know, 156 like it is now, you're expecting to hear one thing, and now you've got me and Crowder. But me, Crowder, and Solana, we've been doing this show from 2 till 6, so this is kind of a no-big-deal thing for us.
It's hot fire.
But
you're getting hot fire.
To lay it out for people that may not understand, so from 2 till 3, or really like 155 till 3 o'clock on this radio station, you will hear Hockman and Crowder exclusively for that first hour on 790 The Ticket, which is where you're listening right now. From 3 till 6, this show will be simulcast on 790 The Ticket and 560 WQAM. So
woo-hoo!
There you go. That's your primer. I don't know how, you know.
It's sexy, though.
It's pretty simple, too, though.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty simple.
I went sexy.
And listen, you like our show and you want to tune in from 2 till 6 on this radio station, keep it on this radio station. You want to listen to the 3 o'clock to 6 o'clock hours on 560, go listen over there.
We're fine with it.
You want to listen to it all on radio.com, do that. However
you
want to
baby.
Do it. We're here for you. I was off Friday. Did I miss anything?
Yes. We actually think you took off and didn't tell us, but we will get into that a little later on.
I told you I was taking off.
Yeah, why'd you take off?
This studio looks different to me. Does this look different to you?
Because it is different.
This reminds me, my dad once, he picked up his car at the valet, pulls up to the valet, he's got his ticket, you know, and the valet brings over a black sedan like my dad drives. He and my mom get into it. It's at a restaurant in Boca. He and my mom get into it. They're driving home, and as my dad tells the story, you know, he looks at my mom and he goes, "Don't you remember our car having a sunroof?" She's like, "Yeah, you know what? I thought we did have a sunroof." He's like, "Didn't you have, you know, sunglasses over there?" It was the same type of car. It just got pulled up to the valet. They hopped in and hit it.
I don't know the legal background of your parents, but that's called Grand Theft Auto,
yep,
I believe.
Yeah, I think they were on the lam for a while. So here we are. We're in a new studio. But I will tell you this. Radio changes. So for a lot of people, because I saw this over the weekend as the changes were announced. So all your favorite shows, for the most part, are still between the two radio stations. It just requires a little bit of juggling on your part to find them. But I will say this, in my history in radio, which has been long. I have been in radio over 25 years. It's what I studied in college. It's something that I had a proclivity towards even when I was in grammar school. It's just something that I know. Radio changes. So when I came to Miami, which was 1987, I came down obviously to go to University of Miami. When I came here, 97 GTR was the rock and roll animal, and then it became the Coast, and 103.5 was WSHE, She's Only Rock and Roll, and radio changes. I could go through the myriad of radio changes over however long I've been here, 87, 97, 2007, 2017. So 32 years. It would take me 7 segments to get through all the changes that's gone on in radio. And that's just a constant. Radio changes. We cover sports a lot on this radio station. The sports teams change constantly, now more than ever. People get transferred, fired, waived, put on the pup list. I mean, people, it's a constant state of change.
There's roster movement.
Even the depth chart that was released by the Dolphins today, like it's a depth chart. And then next week, the depth chart might be completely different and whatnot.
Minkah Fitzpatrick's not on the bench, fellas. I just want to let y'all know that.
Right. That ain't going to happen. So my greater point is radio changes. You'll protest the changes if you don't like them at the beginning. You will celebrate the changes if you do like them, and it might be a combination of both. But trust me, radio is going to change, going to continue to change, and it will continue to change. And I would imagine over the course of time at these radio stations that we're in now, they're going to change. Like, that's a reality of it. Here's where I think radio people get it wrong all the time. So the texts and the tweets come in, and this show sucks, and why'd you move that show there, and how come you moved this station over to that station, and this show to that station, and that show belongs on this station. Here's where I think radio people get it wrong a lot of the time. And I used to be a program director, so you spend a lot of time as a program director, as a radio station, telling listeners, this is a great lineup. Listen to this lineup. It's great. You're going to love who we have in the mornings, and you're going to love who we have in the middays. You're going to love the afternoon show. Wait till you get to nights. I mean, that's what you do in radio. You're constantly, just like a restaurant is constantly telling you how great their menu is. It's the best fried chicken in all the South, right? I mean, you're always singing your own praises. This is great. This is great.
Self-marketing, right?
Sure. Yeah. Now, when you change everything, if you were doing everything correctly, people should protest it. If you were doing well, if you were doing it the right way, this show is great, that show is great, our station's great. If you change all that on people, if you had done it well, they're going to say, well, wait a second, no, I want that guy at that time. Like, that just means that you were doing it well. So I have no problem when people text and tweet and this sucks and it's never going to work. Like, I get that because we've been telling you for months or in many cases years, this is when you should listen to this person. This is the station you should listen to this person on. And then all of a sudden when it gets changed, of course, people are going to go, but wait a second. No, that's my guy. And so I got it. Like, it's no big deal. I got it. And if this is not what you wanted to hear at 2:02 on 790 The Ticket, like, I get it. That's fine. You'll find what you want to hear. I'm just telling you, there's a lot of change in radio, always will be. And that's the business. Like, that's the business. The business we cover, it's just the business.
Humans are creatures of habit.
Yes.
Change your habits. When we change, you got to change your habits. You want to watch what you want to listen to? Listen to, watch, whatever it is. You have to change your habit. And when we move, you got to move. You will enjoy it. And if you don't, you'll find something else to listen to. But that's the whole thing. We've told you how great it is, and we're going to show you how great the new lineup is.
That is true. I was thinking about this today. Is Channing Crowder, for those of you that haven't listened to our show, and we'll do some special stuff in the 2 o'clock hour. Like I said, at 3 o'clock, when we're simulcast on both 790 and 560, I don't think you'll see a blip of difference in our show that we've been doing on 560 for the longest time anyway. 2 to 3, we'll try to do a little bit of different stuff because we know not a lot of people have listened to us on this particular frequency.
Yeah.
But I was thinking about this today. Alejandro Solana is our producer, by the way, our executive producer. We're in a new layout here, so I'm trying to – there's a glare off the window. I may have to close the shades to the outside. I don't know if that's where you're going to sit.
No, I'm going to move. My back's to the door. Yeah. Don't ever say with your back to the door. You can get choked out.
So we're going to try to get this this all situated. But Alejandro Solana, who's our executive producer, he's running all the stuff there, and he's got everything on lockdown. We've had to – you know, when we moved to this radio facility, this brand-new facility, we had to pack all our sounds and move them with us. And then Solana this weekend – had to pack all the sounds again and move them down the hallway from one studio to the next. But I think we've got everything that we want. We'll be able to do everything that we want to do. But I was thinking about this, Alejandro, because you've lived in South Florida your entire life. And like I said, I've been here since 87. And you said, Crowder, people are going to like what we do. And we do have fun. Like our radio show is meant to be fun and yes. have laughs. You're not going to hear serious stuff on here because we just don't care to talk about it.
We're entertaining.
Yeah, you can get your serious stuff elsewhere. You ain't gonna get it here.
I'll tell you one thing. Ask Siri any question you got about scores and she'll give it to you.
Right.
You want to laugh and have a good time?
This is where you go.
We got you.
And we'll have you on both radio stations starting at 3 o'clock. But I was going to ask you this, Solana, and I was going to ask the listeners this as well. Has Channing Crowder had a better radio career or NFL career? I'm being 100% honest, because how long have you been in radio now?
Going on 10 years.
10 years. He's a radio, I call it a radio lifer. You're doing radio for 10 years, you're a radio lifer. That's a longer career than you had in the NFL.
Yes, yes.
Now, not longer than you played football, because you played football since a kid.
Yeah, and, you know, if you say starting, I had a midday stuff for a while, and I kept moving up in the ranks. I came straight in the league starting, though, now. Game one, I was starting out there with Zach Thomas, so I had to work my way up.
Well, I'm
the
not,
early ons, I had to work my way up in radio now.
I'm not telling you that I think there's a clear-cut answer, because I don't know what my answer is. That's the funny thing. I literally don't know what my answer is. You didn't make a Pro Bowl.
No.
But you started for 6 years at middle linebacker for the Miami Dolphins.
I was the seventh alternate 1 year.
And 1 year, he was the seventh alternate for the Pro Bowl, just which so is a it's a very big deal.
Six guys get hurt. We got action, Jack.
So, Solana, just off the – I didn't prepare you with it. Just off the top of your head.
I mean, he did lead a team to a 1-15 record. So,
that
you
is
know,
true.
It's a toss-up.
So you're going to get slick at the mouth first day, huh?
You also did intercept Tom Brady. You did intercept Tom
Brady.
That is
Brady. True. Like,
don't slap me and then rub my face afterwards. No, you slapped me early.
Have you done anything in radio that's equivalent to picking off Tom Brady and sealing a victory for the Miami Dolphins?
Probably today.
Today, right? Today is his closest. I'm not even kidding you. Because here's the thing. Look, I've been in radio, like I said, for as long as I can remember. That was my chosen profession. I studied it at University of Miami, and it's really kind of all I've ever wanted to do. I enjoyed doing music radio. I've been in talk radio now for well over a decade. But I always wanted to be syndicated, and now I am. Albeit it's down the hall, and it doesn't really fall in the line of traditional syndication.
Bro, you still syndicated.
That's
don't
right.
worry about how far it is.
Hey, I'm not knocking it, because I know at 3 o'clock we're gonna be heard on multiple outlets.
There we go.
In this building.
Hey,
but
hey,
whatever.
Leave that end off. What are you doing?
Whatever. But yeah, I wonder, is there anything in radio like that you've accomplished? The highlight of your NFL career, I'm guessing, is picking off Tom Brady, right?
Yeah, to win a game picking off Brady, that was the biggest highlight of my career.
People can text it in. So we have a new text line. It's 67974, right? That's the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 67974. I haven't signed into it yet, but I will at some point. Now, hey.
You have me arguing against myself in my mind. This is a weird thing.
In which?
In the fact that, like, we're about to set records on podcasts this year.
Right.
I never set a record while playing for the Dolphins, or I never set records in the NFL, but we're about to set a record on podcast. How are you going to make me question my football career? Why you do this to me, man?
I'm just curious what you think, like, right off the top, because you'd have to think about it. Now, I would say this. I would say starting middle linebacker for the Miami Dolphins for 6 seasons certainly has more cachet
yes.
then
it's tougher to get there.
Yes, and hosting AM radio shows, you know, in 2019, like shows on AM are like it's. I mean, it's not the highlight of the entertainment industry.
In my mind, it is.
I don't want to.
Well, with my looks, you know, I got a long way to go. You know,
yeah, well,
gotta be on a screen one day.
With your looks, we are mired in radio hell for the rest of our lives.
Funny, you don't think I'm attractive.
It's a funny question,
though,
right? Like, you, no, you are not. It's a funny question, though, because you've had success in both. You really have. I just don't know, and it doesn't really even matter which one you've had more success in, but you've had more longevity right now in radio than you did in your NFL career.
Yeah, and in my field, and you know what? Our show have been on all those lists, the talkers and all those lists. I wasn't making lists as a linebacker.
Well, you were in college.
Oh, hell no. Don't question my college career now. High school was easy. College was cake. That NFL, man, those are grown-ups, man. The Jonathan Ogdens and all the others, they're grown-ups, man. So, yes, NFL to rate. I would say in the last couple years, my radio has probably taken over my athletic achievement.
See, now, and again, here's a tweet that I'm looking at. It says, what just happened? Did 560 and 790 merge? My lineup was all jacked up this morning. Yeah, we merged like a year or two ago. We've just been in separate buildings now. Now they're actually changing the two radio stations a little bit. But yeah, there's like, this is confusing for a lot of people that we would think is not that big a deal. And when they made the announcement on Friday, a lot of people assume, oh, everybody's on social media, so everybody knows the new lineup now and whatnot. Most people do not live on social media. It's why, by the way, I always tell people, temper whatever you see on social media, because it's always confirmation bias on your part. For the most part, you're going to see people that agree with your line of thought, because that's what you're going to end up following on social media. But on social media, not everybody lives on it all day every day like we do, or that a lot of people do. So there are a lot of people, they get into their car, they put on 790 or they put on 560, it's what they know, and then all of a sudden it's something different, and we go, yeah, we've been doing this right next door for years. Like, you know us, right?
Yes.
And there's people listening that are going, who are you? Who,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, who are you? So we'll get everybody straightened out over the course of time. We'll make sure everybody understands what's going on. We could certainly use your help in telling your friends and neighbors, if they're fans of the Hockman and Crowder show, hey, at 2 p.m., you can hear it on 790 The Ticket, and then at 3 p.m., you could hear it on both radio stations here, and all your worries will be there. Let's quickly check in with Alejandro Solana with headlines. What do you got in headlines today, Solana?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
The hell station was that? After I made that long speech.
The Dolphins released their first official depth chart of the 2019 season, guys. I'm sure we are all aware of the starting quarterback. It is on that depth chart, QB number one, Ryan Fitzpatrick, as we all expected, over Josh Rosen. However, Brian Flores, head coach of the Miami Dolphins, still says there is a quarterback battle.
I would say both guys are doing well. I like what some of the things Ryan did. I like some of the things that Josh did. I think this is a good quarterback competition. I'll stick by what I said last week, but I think, you know, I think Jake went in there and did some good things as well. I think this is a quarterback competition. I mean, that's what I said all along. This is going to be an ongoing process. The preseason games will tell us a lot. Practice will tell us a lot, and we'll just keep going. I think both guys are working. I think all three guys are working, and the best man will win.
We certainly will talk about that today. What else you got in the headlines, Solana?
The Marlins are playing a doubleheader today as they begin a four-game set versus the New York Mets. It's going to be played in Citi Field. Game one is at 4:10 p.m. Sandy Alcantara is on the mound for the Fish, which, because there's going to be a game during our show today, you do know what that means, guys.
Right. I'm going to have to teach everybody what that's all about for those that haven't listened to us on 790. And also, are we going to be able to watch the game on one of the monitors in here, or we still don't know how to change the channels on the TV?
I still don't know how to change the channel on the TV.
Who's on the mound?
Sandy
Alcantara.
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 A lot of people say Sandy Alcantara.
Alcantara?
Yeah.
It
is spelled Alcantara. What else you got in the headline, Solana?
And finally, guys, yesterday, former Marlins president David Sampson called for the firing of the person who tweeted from the Marlins Twitter account that the Rays should log off Twitter because they're literally the animal that killed Steve Irwin.
Yeah, I want to talk about that as well because I thought the tweet was funny. I have a wider berth for what's funny than most people. I try not to be too sensitive about stuff. David Sampson is a guy who loves to push the line on everything.
Yeah.
And on that instance, where even if you kind of shudder and say, ooh, that's an unseemly tweet, like David Sampson of all people calling for someone in the social media department to get fired because maybe they told a little bit of off-color joke on Twitter. I thought it was very unself-aware by David Sampson. We'll get to
fire
all that
people.
Stuff, though.
It's he so got quick. Jobs off knowing people.
People are so into, oh, that person needs to be fired. That person needs to be fired. Like, you know, slow that roll. Let the people who are actually in charge of those places figure out if someone should be fired or
I love
not.
The crocodile hunter. Come on, Samson. I love Steve Irwin now. Leave him alone.
Who didn't like Steve Irwin?
His daughter, Benji, she's taking over.
I don't
Mindy.
Think it's, yeah, Bindi.
Bindi, something. Yeah. Yeah.
But,
don't love him that much.
We'll
I don't
talk about
name.
That a little bit. So here we are. It's the local hour from 2 till 3 here on 790 The Ticket. And then at 3 o'clock, we will join forces like the Wonder Twins. And we will be on two different radio stations.
We're twins?
At once. Let's take a quick break here. We'll come back on Hockman and Crowder after this.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
So here's the scoop. The Ticket's new lineup. It's here. It started today. It's Tobin, Leroy, and B 6 till 10 a.m. It's Zaslow and Amber from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. It's me and Crowder from 2 till 6 p.m. Now, if you're looking for the Lebatard Show is on our sister station, 560 The Joe, WQAM. Now, if you haven't heard about that, the station being called The Joe, that's another change that's gone on here. So make sure that you're aware that 560 WQAM is now 560 The Joe. You'll get Joe Rose on that station, followed by The Lebatard Show. And again, if you're listening to us 2 till 6, you hear us right here on 790 The Ticket. But at 3 p.m., the show begins its simulcast on 560 The Joe. And so this is South Florida's home for live and local sports talk, and it's a radio.com sports station. We are proud of it, and we know that the changes can be confusing because I am looking at my Twitter feed right now, and it is just one confused tweet, one confused tweeter after another. And then, like I say, you know how we live it, and we just assume after all the announcements, and there were press releases on Friday that just kind of everybody knows. I have a friend of mine who is a really big fan of the show. He loves the show. He just texted me. Where are you guys? Is there a power outage? Because you're hearing something different on 560. So you're not hearing us. So he's like, where are you? You know, and you would assume that your friends would know, but they don't. It'll take a while. So again, it's day one. I've got all the leeway in the world to let you figure this out, learn your new listening habits. I wasn't lying in the last segment. I really do believe this. Radio stations spend much of the day, as I just did in that liner read, telling you, here's the lineup. You gotta listen. It's South Florida's leader in this. The best from the 80s, 90s, and today. You know, it's like a music station. We're the best 70s and 80s station. Then all of a sudden they become the best 80s, 90s, and today. And people go, well, wait a second. You got rid of the 70s, and I like the 70s, and why are you playing the music from today? And, of course, people are going to be upset because you've been telling them for years, 70s and 80s is where it's at. So we got a lot of leeway here. I get it. You're getting in your car. You don't pay attention to social media. You're not on the distribution list for the press release. You get into your car and you're like, who are these two bozos on the radio? Or I specifically avoided these two bozos. I knew where you guys were. I'm listening to this station at this time because I didn't want to hear you guys.
We're
like
following you.
I get it. So you'll figure it all out. You'll figure out what you like, what you don't like. People have tweeted and texted at us, you know, which station Would you prefer we listen? We don't care. Like, listen whatever sounds the best. This is this station is also on 104.3 FM HD2, so you can listen to it in HD. Our podcast, Solana, you were telling us before the show started, they'll be available on both feeds?
Yes, so I will be uploading them to both feeds. So you'll be able to find the Hockman and Crowder podcast on both the WQAM.com and the TicketMiami.com on-demand pages.
And by the way, if you've subscribed, if you've been one of the subscribers to our podcast for the longest time, you don't have to do anything, right? So it'll continue to upload wherever you subscribe?
Yep.
Okay. So, and they'll get, if they're 560, if they're subscribed via 560, they'll get that podcast too, even though the 2 o'clock hour doesn't air on 560.
Right. So I'll be uploading everything to both websites, even though technically on WQAM or on 560, the Joe, we're only on from 3 to 6. You will still get the local hour from the Ticket on that podcast server.
Right. This is our local hour, and so you'll be able to hear it, though. If you subscribe to the podcast, maybe you're listening to the podcast right now. Maybe it is Monday night right now, and you're listening to the podcast, and you're going, everything sounds the same to me. It really should. It's not for
say,
us.
Maybe it's Monday night.
Yeah, because if you're listening on the podcast, you know, it's Monday night. So you've worked all day. You downloaded your podcast. Nothing's different. It uploaded right to your podcast feed, just like it always does. And you're like, the hell are they talking? Like, what am I missing here? I see it on the 560 thing and whatever. So if you subscribed already, you're good to go. I don't think anything is going to change, and just sit back and enjoy it. And like I said, for us, the change is not as seismic as it is for a lot of people. We are in a new studio, but other than that, we were in a new studio 2 weeks ago because we've only been in that studio for a couple of weeks.
I'm staring at my old chair through the window.
Yeah,
we're not that far away.
Yeah, so we're in a new studio, but the time remains the same, and we're doing, you know, what we've always been doing, and we'll have our regular guests that we enjoy talking to. Clay Ferraro is going to join us today. We do have Ross Tucker coming on today. He was on with us a few weeks ago. And he's a really good NFL guy. Played in the NFL a long time, but yes. The Ross Tucker podcast, one of the most highly downloaded football podcasts in the world, indie world.
I listen.
He's like a compelling guy, so he's going to join us. But honestly, even though we've switched stations, kind of, our show will remain the same for those of you that have enjoyed it. So, you know, the Clay Ferreros and the Will Mansos and Mike Cugno and Ira and Omar and all
our
the people.
Gambling
that,
guys. Are
our
bringing
gambling
our gamblers?
Guys. Okay. So for those of you that are new to the show, we do enjoy to dibble dabble in the world of high stakes gambling every now and then.
Is it high stakes?
No. We are 3-0 in CFL wagers this season. Now, Rob Pizzola, who's one of our gambling experts that we bring on, Rob Pizzola is based in Canada, and we ask him for 3 random picks. So this week, last week, he gave us the Toronto Argonauts plus 14.5, and that was a Thursday night CFL football game. And so we took the Toronto Argonauts plus the points, and Toronto won the game straight up. They won the game straight up. So we are 3-0 in the CFL. He gave us a WNBA over, Connecticut and Phoenix over. That was a loser, but we didn't bet it. So we only got the ones that, not that I didn't want to bet it, I just forgot. And then
that's how
that
it goes.
Very fortuitous. So, we'll talk plenty of gambling on this show, and we talk plenty of nonsense as well. And like I said, if you really are new to the program, we just have fun. That's all we want to do. We just want to have fun. And that doesn't mean, obviously, Crowder is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the Miami Dolphins, and Crowder's a wealth of knowledge when it comes to football in general, schemes and defenses and whatnot. So we'll talk plenty of that. UM and Florida coming up August 24th, obviously. We started our pregame show last week. Now, I don't know if we're allowed to continue it on this station. I wanted to do a 4-week pregame show. This station doesn't have the Hurricanes games.
Keep it going.
All right.
We said it. We're doing our thing.
But we said it on a totally different radio station, even though, like you said, you could stare at your old chair through the window. That's how close we are.
If you say you're going to be faithful to your ex-wife, you can move that to your new wife.
All right, fair enough. So we will continue our 4-week pregame show leading up to Miami and Florida August 24th in Atlanta. There's just there's a lot going on. To be quite honest, I think you've picked, if you're new to the program, I think you've picked probably a great time of year to get accustomed to what we do here on the show, because Crowder and I, we love football probably more than any other sport, right?
For sure, yes.
And we obviously follow the Dolphins and the Hurricanes, and Crowder, even though he's a proud Florida Gator, still follows the Hurricanes and can analyze for you what you're seeing, what you're not seeing, and the big news of the day. Dolphins fans and Hurricanes fans, I guess, everyone's waiting on quarterbacks. That's the waiting game everywhere. You learned from the Hurricanes that there is no definitive leader yet still. There is no one named. We had, was it Gino Toretta? Who was on with us that said 2 weeks out from the game is when he expects a starting quarterback to be named?
Was that
DBJ? It was DBJ. It was Don Bailey Jr. So, he was expecting, I guess, around August 10th, which would be, what, the end of this week?
Yeah, and that's when he got that from Manny. Manny's saying 2 weeks out, and he just did the math. 24th minus 2 weeks, 14, would be the 10th of August.
So we'll probably learn by the end of the week or this weekend who the Hurricanes quarterback is going to be. And then today, as you know, if you listen to Solana's headlines, the Dolphins released their depth chart. I don't think it's any surprise that Ryan Fitzpatrick is the number one quarterback on that depth chart. There's some other areas in the depth chart that we can get into. But for me, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I think for most people viewing the practices, Ryan Fitzpatrick has outperformed Josh Rosen. And I think it would probably be pretty disingenuous of Brian Flores to start his tenure by doing something like that, where one guy is outplaying another, although Josh Rosen has looked good over the weekend
at the scrimmage, which was turned off because of weather, but they still practiced. The fans just weren't invited. And I had some guys there. They said Josh Rosen did outperform Fitzpatrick, but it's one day out of a week and a half. So Rosen's stepping up. Rosen's 15 years younger than Fitzpatrick. You expect a guy that's been in the league that long and that old to have a leg up with a new offense. Let's see what Rosen does over the next couple weeks.
But again, there's a lot of time. Now, Code Red, by the way, there's a Dolphins game this Thursday night. Like, it's here. You know, we had the Hall of Fame game last week, but there is a Dolphins game at Hard Rock Stadium this week. So, you know, I look at the tweets and the texts and know people are, you know, kind of half paying attention to radio and this is shocking. Why is Hockman and Crowder on 790 and blah, blah, blah. You may have been in a slumber and not realized that the football preseason is here. Like, there's a game at Hard Rock Stadium on Thursday. So it's an exciting time of year, and it's a weird time of year. We talked about this on the show plenty. It's unlike, I think, most seasons for Dolphins fans, only because the expectations are so low. I don't care what the state of your team is, you always have some hope coming into a season, like, hey, this could be that magical season where everything comes together. We expected it last season. It was the return of a healthy Ryan Tannehill, and he was going to be under Adam Gase, and their first season together, where they looked so good, and they went to the playoffs, even though Tannehill was injured by the end of the season, and you wrote off the year with Jay Cutler. Like, there was still hope and excitement heading into the Dolphins season last season. I don't think that exists this season. Like, I just don't think it exists. I think people are being realists. I think they've been told enough by the team, and you can tell by who was signed, who wasn't signed, that they're heading in a particular direction. Doesn't mean that they're not going to try to win, but I don't think there's much hope for and then you saw Tom Brady. He re-upped for another couple of years.
Doesn't mean anything. It's a year-to-year deal. He just got an extra $6 million this year. Yeah, that's all it is.
Like, he's
not saying, I'm not going to play. I'm not retiring till 22. He's just saying, hey, give me a little more money because I should not be. He went to the sixth highest-paid quarterback. At his old thing, he was in the double digits. Brady should not be the 13th or 14th highest paid quarterback.
But I think the truth of the matter is most Dolphins fans, while sometimes you think something magical might happen, even though Tom Brady's in our division, I think this season most Dolphins fans are a little bit realistic, saying, yeah, I don't see any team in the AFCs, to be quite honest, being able to unseat the Patriots. I don't think the Jets are going to be any good, but that might have to do with my dislike with Adam Gase. And I don't think the Bills are going to be any good just based on what you've told us about Josh Allen as he continues to run the ball. And you start to wonder, yeah, is he going to be able to do that for an entire season? Or will he develop a throwing game? So there's a lot of stuff to get to. Like I said, Ross Tucker, the NFL podcaster, former NFL offensive lineman, he's going to join us in the 3 o'clock hour, which is the simulcast. In the 5 o'clock hour, Clay Ferrero from Local 10. We do Ferrero side chats with him. We talk about the world of sports. So Clay Ferrero, he's going to be with us in the 5 o'clock hour. So we got a lot on tap today. There's one more segment in the local hour. because at 2:33, we've got 27 minutes left for our exclusive time with the 790 The Ticket audience. And then at 3 o'clock, this show will become a simulcast on 790 and 560. And then we're gonna start getting a whole bunch of texts and tweets saying, what happened to the first hour of the show? Did you guys get in an accident or something? So it's going to take a while. It's going to take a while to figure it all out. We understand you are as confused as a lot of employees at the radio stations here. And it'll take a while to figure everything out. But trust me, you will. Just think back again to the days when 97.3 was GTR, the rock and roll animal, and you never expected it would survive as the coast. And think about when it was, 94.9 Zeta rocks, and you didn't think your life would be the same after Zeta flipped radio formats. And 103.5 WSHE, she's only rock and roll. I know you swore off radio when they said WSHE is becoming something else. I think it became The Beat. I think that's I can't. There's been so many changes. My greater point is there's been so many changes in radio that you will be able to absorb it after a while.
Yes.
And you will be able to make the changes that are most amenable for your listening schedule. You'll figure it out. I have faith in everyone listening. You will figure it out.
You're showing your age a little bit, huh?
Tell you what, man, 1987. So I come down to go to University of Miami, and I loved GTR. I love this station, rock and roll animal. I go home, I think it was Christmas break or spring break. I don't know. I go, or maybe it's just a weekend vacation. Go home, come back, I get in my car, I put on, now there's no internet back then or whatever, so like there's no one to tell you, there's no one to forewarn you, there's no nothing. So I turn on my car, put on 97.3, I'm waiting to hear, whatever, some Van Halen, the rock and roll animal, and I hear Gloria Estefan. I remember this. Like, this is how much of a radio nerd I am, too, where I tell you, like, I've been through all this stuff before because this is what I've studied my entire life. So I hear Gloria Estefan, and I think to myself, I go, that is a weird choice for the rock and roll animal, but she's Miami, and in 87, I mean, she was the queen of Miami. Yeah. So I was like, all right, they're widening the playlist a little bit. And then the next song, I believe, was Axel F. by Harold Faltermeyer. And I remember thinking to myself, well, now this is weird. Because this doesn't really feel like rock and roll to me. This is 80s synthesizer. Like, this is really strange. What's going on with the rock and roll animal? And then I heard some, sweeper. 97.3 is now the coast.
Oh, so you had to throw on your, what, 8-track after that?
Somehow we all survived. Somehow all of us that swore off radio, we all survived. And you'll all survive this. You'll figure out what you want, where you want it, and what time you want to hear it, and everything will be fine. So radio changes, that's the reality of it. Like I said, we got a lot of stuff planned for today's program. You definitely don't want to go anywhere.
Guys, you got to get to Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market. I've been going for 14 years now. Probably going on 15 years. They know what's going on. They have been in the Hollywood, Florida area since 1951. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market is a tradition to thousands of South Florida families. Jump on the bandwagon. We have space. Go to DelawareChicken.com to see the entire menu. The menu's awesome. Lamb, beef, veal, pork, poultry, duck, and turkey. They have lobster. They have all the crustaceans. They have 20 different species of fish, locally caught and fresh fish caught right here in South Florida, back in the freezer, venison, alligator meat, frog legs. They have it all. And right now, some of the deals. They're going to give you a great selection now. They're going to save you time and money. Stuffed crab shells, only $3.99 each. They are delicious. Argentinian red shrimp, only $11.99 a pound. And the conch fritters, more conch than fritter, just like the crab cakes, more crab than cake. The conch fritters, only $4 for $2.49. They are awesome. And if you want to show out for, a loved one, have a little date, they have prepared food as well. For the two, chicken parmesan heat and serve. You want to have a little day, get your bottle of wine, get you your heat and serve parmesan. With pastas, only $8.99. Without pastas, only $6.99. And you feed two people. And for a whole family, if you want to save time cooking dinner, the 8-piece broasted chicken dinner with 2 half-pound sides, only $16.99. Stop past and get your 8-piece broasted chicken dinner with 2 half-pound sides. Feed your family for only $16.99. They have the best prices. They have the greatest selection. And call them in advance when you know what you want at 954-983 9543-6831. That's 954-983-6831. Tell them what you want. Your order's packaged ready when you get there. Saving you time, saving you money, giving you delicious food, giving you a great selection. Delaware Chicken Farm and Seafood Market, 441, one block south of Sterling Road. And when y'all get down there, tell them Crowder sent you.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Here's the issue as well. Because radio is such a fragmented listenership. So if you listen on the podcast, you listen to all 4 hours and it gets condensed. If you listen on the radio, there's a lot of people tuning in right now at 2:44 that were not listening at 2 o'clock when I gave a big explanation as to why you're hearing Hockman and Crowder on 790 The Ticket and not, and I don't even know what's on 560 right now because Stephen A. Smith is on vacation today, so I don't know who it is. Now, 560 WQAM is going to join Hockman and Crowder in progress every day at 3 o'clock. So in 15 minutes, if your signal is better on 560, you could listen to us there. If your signal is better here on 790, listen to us here. Again, I run the risk of alienating some people by saying the same things over and over, and I run the risk of confusing other people if you don't repeat things over and over. So this is an exercise in patience for everyone, listeners and hosts and management combined. This, I'm not even kidding you. This is an exercise in patience for everyone. So again, the Ticket's new lineup is here. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast from 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. Zaslow and Amber from 10 a.m. till 2 p.m. And me and Crowder, 2 p.m. till 6 p.m. Don't forget, if you're looking for the Levitard Show, it's over on our sister station, which is 560 The Joe, WQAM. And the Ticket, which is where you're listening to us right now, is South Florida's home for live and local sports talk. And, of course, we're a radio.com sports station. So, again, some changes. You'll figure it out. You'll go home. You'll complain to your significant other. They screwed up my radio stations. I've been listening to WQAM forever. Now it's called The Joe. I've been listening to 790. I don't understand why Hockman and Crowder are on it. You'll get through all this. I promise you. I promise you, you'll get through all that stuff. So we'll, but it really is an exercise in patience, because what's going to happen is when you're out and about, if you're at Dolphins camp, wherever you are, people are going to be coming up and they're going to be going, "Hey, they got rid of your show," because
I'm son, 790 and 560,
right? But there are some people that, you know, they only listen for an hour. "Hey, I happen to be in my car from 2 till 2:35 every day. I notice you're not on anymore. I'm sorry that they canceled your show." So we'll deal with it. Again, learning process, patience. It's all good. We'll figure it out.
People still congratulate me on Coop and Crowder. So those people are really going to be confused.
Yeah. People are I don't know. I know a lot of people, like, they don't know where do I hear the Dolphins game, where do I hear the Hurricanes game, where do I hear the Heat game. Like, none of that stuff is going to change. All that stuff should remain the same. So, but if there is a change, we will let you know. Promise you, we'll let you know.
You had tapes and you went to CDs.
You know what? It's 100% correct. Like, you had tapes and then someone said, you know, you got to get that again on CD. And you went, "No, man, I love listening to my tapes." And then... And then you had to get everything on CD.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden they came out on little mini DATs. I'm sorry if you fell into that trap, because no one bought those. A few people bought their music on DAT. But,
you know, like that damn Blu-ray.
No.
Blu-ray got me.
Laserdisc. What about Laserdisc?
Oh, yeah.
I bet your dad, old Randy, had a Laserdisc. Like 8 tracks, and then VHS was going to be replaced by Laserdiscs, which were the size of record albums. And but like DVDs were just a couple years in the offing, like, but that honestly, like, the things that you never thought you'd, this my right hand to God, when McDonald's went from serving their burgers in styrofoam containers to paper. Now, when was that? When was styrofoam demonized to the point where everyone had to give it up?
I was a kid.
There's very little styrofoam left, right?
I was going to say, I remember birthday parties with the paper around the burger.
So you don't remember McDonald's in the styrofoam? That had to be in the 70s, I'm guessing. Maybe by the 80s they were making the transition. But my right hand to God, I remember people saying, "Yeah, the burger doesn't taste the same." Like, it's good out of the styrofoam. It's not good out of paper. I'm not going to eat at McDonald's anymore. Newsflash, you're still eating at McDonald's. It tastes the same out of the paper. But stuff gets, like, I'm trying to think of some others. That was a good one where you go, yeah, you had cassettes, and then they made you switch to CDs. What are some, and this isn't even, we're not even asking you to switch, really. I mean, it's literally one other preset on your radio.
I didn't know McDonald's had styrofoam, and that's how they package their burgers.
Everybody did. Every fast food place had styrofoam. You, by the way, sound much louder than the rest of us. Did he sound much louder to you?
Yeah, he came on.
It may just be that his voice is amplified in my
head. It's just the bass. It's the bass in my voice.
I don't think that's what it is. Solana has a man bun for new listeners. He's got a terrible man bun, but he's sticking with it. But I do wonder, like, what are some of the other things that, like, you swore? Because this is what happens in radio. I've been program director. I know this happens. People, there's a lineup change. There's a name change. There's a format change. And people go, I'm never listening again. Or they'll never be the same. Like, what are some of the examples of that? By the way, I am able to see the text now at 67974. That is the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 67974. Oh, somebody texts in, McDonald's hotcakes, they still come in styrofoam. That is true. Because you couldn't serve the hotcakes in paper. Do they come in styrofoam or is it more like plastic? I think it might be plastic. I don't think it's styrofoam.
I was going to say styrofoam is even that word makes people
feel bad. Like styrofoam. I'm not certain that any of the fast food places use styrofoam.
900 years to disintegrate or something like that. Yeah. And once that came out, they kind of moved away from it.
So I know, like, you know, people swear off something because that's, you know, that's it's a change. I liked getting my – oh, yeah, we're the same way, you and I, with straws.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, hey – If they won't serve it to me in a plastic straw, I don't want to drink it. I don't want a reusable straw. But I don't know, fast forward to 2029 when there are no plastic straws and you'll see me with my little pipe cleaner cleaning out my straw.
When you flip that straw out your back pocket to open up to drink your drink, I'm diving on you. First time I see it, I'm diving on you.
Yeah, because I love the earth as much as the next guy, but plastic straws, I just feel like it makes life easier. So
that paper all in my mouth.
But like, there's, I mean, I'm trying to think of it like the red box at the grocery store, and you're like, red box? No, I go to Blockbuster. Why would I? I can't even browse, you know. And then red box, all of a sudden, it was like, no. Oh, Netflix. Netflix, they sent you a DVD.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden they said, you know what? You can just download the movie or you can watch it digitally. And people were like, no, man, I want that envelope. It comes to my house. I want to hold that DVD. I don't want to watch anything. Now, we all had 56K modems back then, so it was hard to watch it anyway.
But I didn't trust them. You're going to just give it to me and take it back whenever you want it?
This doesn't seem possible.
No, I need that hard copy.
Like somebody says, Coke, glass bottle to plastic bottles. I know that you probably don't remember, but that was the only way back in the day to get a Coca-Cola or Pepsi-Cola, RC-Cola in a glass bottle. And milk, too. I remember milk. It was a bottle. Milkman would come to the house. Yeah. You'd get a bottle of milk.
You were alive for that?
I was. Yeah, I was a kid.
You were there with the milkman?
I would say the milkman delivered to our house from, like, because I was born in 69. I would say till I was at least 5 or 6 years old, there was a little tin crate at the side of the house. The milkman you'd like, you know, mark off what you want for the week. Milk, chocolate milk, eggs, I think they would deliver, like any dairy. And then they would put it in there and your mom knew that, you know, on Wednesdays between whatever, 9 and noon, the milkman's going to deliver your milk. And then you don't even know what the milkman is, Solana.
I mean, I've seen it in movies, but
yeah, like, yeah,
you had a guy come to your house and drop off milk.
Yes.
And when it happened, y'all probably said, how are we going to get fresh milk if we have to go way to the store and back?
It was like, well, wait a second. You're telling us that they're going to carry enough milk at, you know, where I was growing up, it was Dominic's. They're going to carry enough milk at Dominic's, and then you're going to lug home the bottle, and then all of a sudden the bottles went from glass bottles to plastic bottles. And to be quite honest, think about this. The coffee, when you used to get coffee at a restaurant or at a McDonald's, like it was 99 cents and coffee was coffee. And then if I told you, I'm sure there's a bunch of people when Starbucks first came around and Gloria Jean's coffee bean and all that stuff. Yes. And you go, not spending $5 on a cup of coffee. And I guarantee you there are plenty of people driving around right now with a $5 cup of coffee after saying, oh, I'll never drink one of these $5 cup of coffee.
They got you because it's Guatemalan hill beans.
Again, can't get that in my local McDonald's.
Give me some Hialeah beans
trying
for
to
that
think
dollar.
Of, some of the other stuff like that. Well, keep texting it in. What is the text line? 67974? 67974.
Because this was a joke, but I got to ask you now that you were around with the milkman, did any of your friends in the neighborhood really look like the milkman? Like the dad worked too long?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what the milkman looked like because I was at school.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Why the milkman was able to get with all the moms, because the milkman came when the husband was at work,
yes,
and the kids were at school.
I'm not saying that milkman job coming back open. I'm retiring.
I'll tell you what, milkman was the way to go back in the day. All right, so here's what's going to happen now. So the 2 o'clock hour is exclusive to 790 The Ticket, which is where you're listening to it right now. The next 3 hours will be simulcast on 790 The Ticket and 560 WQAM. And this will be new, and it'll take some getting used to, and we'll probably end up repeating some of the same stuff that I said in the 2 o'clock hour for the new 3 o'clock listeners that were trying to figure out why we weren't on the air from 2 to 3 and never bothered to move down the dial just to see if the Hockman and Crowder show was elsewhere. So there's, like I said, patience. There's a feeling out period, but a month from now, 2 months from now, you won't even remember the old schedule. So we're going to take a quick break here. When we return, Hockman and Crowder becomes a simulcast. This should be something to experience.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.